This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Talent crisis communication. What brands get wrong? What happened? When a brand ambassador or hired talent goes sideways, publicly, companies scramble. AdAge recently mapped out how brands can protect themselves before a crisis hits and recover their footing after one does. The piece covers everything from pre-hire vetting processes to the public messaging required once damage is already done. The underlying problem is familiar brands keep getting blindsided by people they chose. The communication angle. Most brands handle talent crises backwards. They spend enormous energy crafting a response statement after the fire starts, and almost no energy on the communication infrastructure that would have prevented the fire entirely. Compare that to brands that treat pre-crisis communication as a serious discipline, and the difference in outcomes is not even close. Here is the core contrast. Reactive brands wait for a crisis, then apologize into a microphone. Proactive brands build what I call a values alignment conversation into the vetting process itself. That means sitting across from a potential partner and asking direct, uncomfortable questions on record. Not do you share our values? Useless. Everyone says yes. But tell me about a time your personal conduct cost you professionally. That question produces real information. The vague one produces a rehearsed answer. When a crisis does land, most brand communications make the same fatal error. They lead with the brand. We at Company X are deeply committed to nobody cares. You just hired someone who embarrassed your customers. Lead with the customer instead. Acknowledge what they experienced. Then explain what you are doing about it. That sequence, customer first, action second, brand position third, is the only order that works. Flip it, and you sound like you are protecting yourself instead of owning the problem. The other critical failure is the pause. Brands go quiet while they gather information. Silence reads as guilt or indifference every single time. You do not need all the facts to say something true. We are aware. We are moving fast. And we will have a full statement by Thursday at noon. That is not weak. That is control. It tells your audience you're in charge of the timeline, not the story. Recovery communication, the part most brands botch worst, requires one thing above everything else: specificity. We are reviewing our talent vetting procedures is worthless. We have added a third-party background review and a mandatory values interview for all partnerships above a certain threshold. Effective immediately is a statement with weight. Vague promises signal that nothing will actually change. Specific commitments signal accountability. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes conversations gives your framework for asking difficult questions without softening them into uselessness. Most people edit the sharpness out of a question right before they ask it, and that is precisely where the useful information lies. That chapter shows you how to keep the edge on a question while keeping the conversation professional. The takeaway. Before your next talent partnership or public-facing hire, write down three questions you would be embarrassed to ask. Then ask all three, out loud, in the room, before you sign anything. The answers you get will tell you more than any background check. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.